The following talk was recorded at Libra Planet 2023, Charting the Course, an annual conference on current issues in ethics, social justice, and technology from the Free Software Foundation. Libra Planet is a live conference, and speakers often use slides and other visual tools to assist their presentation. You can see the videos of these talks at media.libraplanet.org or on the FSF PeerTube channel. Libra Planet speakers do not represent the mission of the Free Software Foundation. We host speakers talking about their uses of free software in different kinds of political and commercial work. The FSF supports their freedom, but does not take a position on any political issues other than those necessary to uphold the principles of free software. Like all the FSF's work on behalf of the freedom of all computer users, Libra Planet is made possible by thousands of individuals. To keep our work going, please consider becoming an associate member via my.fsf.org/join. or by making a donation at my.fsf.org/donate. You can stay informed by subscribing to our newsletter, The Free Software Supporter, at fsf.org/fss. For more information on Libra Planet, please visit libraplanet.org/conference.
I am tuning in remotely this year and doing this talk with Jeff in real hybrid fashion. Unfortunately, it couldn't be another way. Because of the way that this keynote room is set up and because of the timing going into awards and closing notes in short amount of time after this, we cannot do a live Q&A at the end of this session via video, but I am on IRC and happy to answer any questions in the next few hours and tomorrow. Jeff will be available at the conference as well, and I know that he welcomes people to step up to him. What an experience it was to organize this event in person again. The staff worked really hard in the last couple of weeks or months to get everything together, both online and in person. We've had to go back about 4 years for some of the information that we used before, update everything. We have an entirely different venue and setup this year because not all venues are welcoming people the way that they did before the pandemic. So I want to thank the staff for all the energy and effort that goes into organizing this event, as well as all the volunteers who have been helping us with such great energy. And many of them have been doing this for so many years. It wasn't an easy choice to have this event in person again. It takes a lot of energy from the staff to do this every year, and then to divide their attention between online and in person is a lot. We already learned that travel is still not the same as it was for most events, and our online event audience has significantly grown over these last year, which means that it takes more work. It's also really great because organizing the event online has allowed us to connect to more people globally. But we decided we want to continue to give the community the opportunity to get together physically. So we do. And this is our 15th year this year, so it only seems appropriate to be able to look each other in the eyes again. And so we're very happy that we got the chance and were able to get everything together. We have a Libra Planet committee of volunteers that helps us with reviewing the event schedule and other major organizational tasks. We plan to increase the involvement and responsibility of volunteers in the coming years as well. We continue to grow the reach of Libra Planet, and we want to make Libra Planet even more community-focused. So if you want to help the organization of the event, if you have any experience, time to invest, or just really strong opinions about how to do certain things, then don't hesitate to email us and let us know that you want to be part of the Libra Planet committee and help us organize this beautiful event. Of course, you can also support the organization of the event financially by donating or by choosing something in the FSF merchandise shop. Like, for example, this year's t-shirt. You can also, of course, participate. Come to the event, submit a talk, volunteer, talk about it. We do this event to get people together, and we love seeing it, and we want to continue doing it. Hybrid is a little bit of a new thing and a bit of a challenge, as we saw this morning, but we really want to continue celebrating our community by giving people the chance to get together the way that they have for the past 15 years. Now, if you want to see, if you want to start a Libra Planet group, that is also possible. A Libra Planet group can be anything from people that meet sometimes or a lot to talk about free software, for example. You can have regular meetings that we support also financially. We started doing this a couple of years back, but we weren't able to continue because of the pandemic. But we really want to see Lima Planet groups take hold again now that they can. So meetings, we can support other events, like for example satellite Lima Planet events, or we can help and send emails to people that we know in your area to get people together. Lima Planet, of course, is also the place where we give out the previous year's FSF awards. And without naming any names, because Jeff will be handing these out at the end of his talk, I want to congratulate our award winners and thank them for their support and tireless work for free software. You might have noticed that with this year's theme, Charting the Course, we selected two keynotes that spoke to two sides of our movement that we wanted to highlight this year: mass surveillance, particularly of students and privacy, and the right to repair and its relation to free software. At this moment in time, artificial intelligence is taking up a lot of our news pages, and it is certainly changing the course for technology and affecting many free software conversations, also for us at the FSF. But the need to be able to understand what any part of the program is doing and have control over that, the need for transparency or to be allowed to make changes and share those, didn't change. The basic idea is still the continued focus on freedom. That doesn't change for us. At the FSF, we're monitoring the developments and discussing the issue of how regulating artificial intelligence can continue to value the four freedoms. But artificial intelligence sometimes also feels like a distraction from other major issues that are happening in technology. And so we wanted to make sure that at Lima Planet we also focus on other things that are very important. Because there are a lot of things happening at this moment. We're seeing legislation proposals in the UK, in Europe, and here in the US that are challenging the existence of encryption, for example. That threatens free communication. It strengthens the challenges that mobile phones already pose for the community, and not to mention the dangers for activists, journalists, and marginalized communities in many countries. So if you can stand up against this, do it. We're also seeing how all of these governments are scrambling to draft legislation on the digital aspects of our lives and try to give free software a place in these drafts, but often with very little knowledge. And as they are now, all these proposals will harm the free software world as we know it. We're also being challenged by increased SaaS, or service as a software substitute, which is just another way to give someone else power over your computing. Our homes and other appliances keep getting smarter. Self-driving cars that are becoming more and more controlling over their users by establishing ways through proprietary software to control the car that you own keep getting more popular. And in the meantime, we are still enduring the all-around video conferencing that we have gotten so used to in the pandemic, and of course the normalization of proctoring that Erin mentioned in her keynote, which is extremely malicious, and it happens not only to students but to employees as well. We stand with everyone who is taking a stand against these abuses. What we learn from all talks hosted at Lima Planet every year, and what inspires me personally, is how small groups of individuals with a strong set of beliefs, often with small budgets and very little means, are making a real difference in this world. And if you haven't seen it yet, I encourage you to watch Erin Rose's class from today's keynote and watch Elizabeth Chamberlain's keynote tomorrow, as they talk about these issues and they inspire you greatly. The idea of a small group of people with a strong set of beliefs is also the story of free software, and it will continue to be. At the FSF, we continue to find strength in the small acts of defiance, and we learn so much from the people that take their ideas, convince other people of their stance, and then grow them into successful projects with sometimes millions of followers. And besides all of the challenges to freedom popping up left and right, as we just went through so many of them, there are also very good and positive examples. Developments in technology can make us feel defeated at times, but we are seeing more and more people question their relationship to technology. More people question the nature of mobile phones applications and user lock-ins. More people than ever have have found their way to the Fediverse now thanks to one specific billionaire. And more people see through the profit over everything mentality that is expressed time and again through any decision made by major tech companies. That means that we have opportunity. It also means our audience is growing. We are getting connected to younger generations in different ways as well. We need to relearn how to explain our message to a generation born in a digital society of shiny user interfaces. But we are connecting with them, and we have some huge opportunities here to have a younger generation stand up for their rights again and do that with a lot of conviction. This is also what we want our Freedom Ladder campaign to connect to. We'll be picking that up again after Lima Planet and start publishing around the ideas of the Freedom Ladder, because the exploration of dissatisfaction inevitably leads to people wanting more control and more freedom. And our community needs to receive these people and educate them. And our Freedom Ladder can help them do that. Another movement that we have to thank for this enthusiasm and the idea that we're increasing our audience is the Right to Repair. They are another example of a strong movement that is helping people move towards freedom. Their tireless work over the last years keeps showing people that their rights are being violated time and time again, and their control and freedom is being minimized. They too are advocating for user control. And as much as this counts for tractors, mobile phones, laptops, and other hardware, software runs inside of these machines. And the Right to Repair includes the freedom to run, copy, modify, and share the software, as well as the actual machine. Which is why we can only support a movement like Right to Repair, and we're very proud to be hosting several talks on the subject this year, like our keynote from Elizabeth Chamberlain, like Sikotz, and the panel that we have on the subject. Someone in an earlier talk today asked, why not be discouraged? Which is an interesting question, because sometimes it really does seem like the odds are stacked against us. But if you look at the successes of people who are standing up for their rights, then you can also find a lot of inspiration, as we do at Lima Planet every year. We know the challenges that are ahead of us, and we know we need to continue to educate people on free software and protect our licenses. In this last year, the FSF has done a lot of work focusing on internal change. Our new board process has started, and we are working on getting new board members, because a strong core will help the FSF continue to stand strong against the challenges ahead of us. And Jeff will take a little bit more time to talk about where we are in this process right now. So before I leave you to him, I just want to say one more thanks to our staff, our speakers, our volunteers, and everyone that traveled to Boston, and everyone online for supporting free software and Lima Planet. Thank you.
Greetings. Oh, I'm a little bit too loud. Can you turn that down? I was a coxswain in an earlier life steering rowing shells, and so I tend to be loud. I apologize. Anyway, welcome. I'm glad you're here. It's great to have Lieber Planet live again, and it's wonderful to see you. One thing that it reminds me of is, you know, there's so many things in the world, including in the free software world, that might get corporate driven, and this is very grassroots. I just love the grassroots aspect of FSF and what we do. So I really love that you're here. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you, you know, the speakers, the volunteers, the staff. The staff does so much work. I'm here, I guess, representing the board. What do? We talk a lot. We talk and we talk. And we enjoy each other's company. Sometimes we fight and we talk more. But we want you to join the board. We have received, I believe it's 84 nominations, and questionnaires have gone out to the people nominated, asking them, so are you interested? We hope so. And we'll be getting responses, and pretty soon the process is going to open up to the associate members to help evaluate who the new people on the board should be. And a new board and new board membership will ensure the survival of this movement for not just another 40 years, as I said. Someone corrected me. No, we want to go much more than another 40 years. We want this to go on forever. We never want the principles of free software to get diminished, watered down, corrupted. We want to keep the core the way it is and grow it and strengthen it. So when we get the responses from the nominees and those names are published and the associate members are involved in deciding, you know, helping us to decide who the new board members will be, please, please provide your input. It's incredibly valuable. This movement really is for you. It is you. It's not us. It's you. And so we really need to hear from you. All right. I'm not going to talk a whole lot. Everything that Zoe said, I couldn't say better. But I want to proceed now to the awards. So the first award is being done virtually. So I will hand it over to the maestros, and then I will come back.
The first GNU package that we released, the first one that people actually started to use, was GNU Emacs in early 1985. For many years, I was the principal maintainer of GNU Emacs. But then others came along to do the work, and I haven't been heavily involved in Emacs development for many, many years. Nowadays, our principal maintainer of Emacs is extremely diligent and conscientious and has brought about a renaissance in new features and new packages added to Emacs. And the result is very impressive. So I'm happy to give the Free Software Award to Eli Zeretsky, principal maintainer of GNU Emacs. Thank you for your work.
Hello. I'm greatly honored to be the winner of this award for the year 2022. Basically, I don't think I deserve it, and I keep thinking all the time it's some kind of mistake or maybe a sweet dream. The truth is, my contribution to free software in general and to Emacs development in particular is quite modest, certainly compared to those who won this award before me, like Paul Eggert, Alexander Oliva, Jim Mayering, and others. Just having my name mentioned together with theirs is a tremendous honor and privilege, which I'm not sure I deserve. And even my modest achievement as the Emacs developer and lately co-maintainer would have been impossible without all the other contributors and the Emacs community as a whole. No significant free software project can be developed, maintained, and led forward without participation and support of its members. And Emacs is no exception. There is no way we could have such a high rate of changes and new exciting developments going on for so many years, if not for the hard work of all the participants. My job as the maintainer is mainly to encourage them, help them, and coordinate their work towards the common goal. So I would like to take this opportunity to thank them all, starting from Richard Stallman, who encouraged me to fix the few minor problems I reported back when I had just started to use Emacs, and by doing so, drew me into the Emacs development 3 decades ago. Thank you all, and I hope we will see Emacs and the free software movement shine and prosper for many years to come. Thank you.
And, I just have to say, I've been using Emacs since 1985, every day. You know, some people in the world, when they get up or when they go to bed, they kneel, they say a little prayer. My little prayer every single day is, thank you, Richard. Thank you, all the Emacs maintainers. You have made my life so much better. Thank you. All right, for the next award, we have the Outstanding New Free Software Contributor Award is going to Tad Devanzo for Devast OS. And he will accept virtually.
Happy Saturday. Tad here. Across my near decade of work, I've been focused on providing a balanced triangle of privacy, security, and freedom. My leading project is DevastOS, as a fork of Android. It is not fully free, but provides a substantial offering through its use of the GPL, removal of the typically included proprietary binaries, along with its strongly documented recommendations of free and open source applications available through the FDroid platform. Throughout the community that has formed around it, along with the surrounding areas, I have strived to help users realize the importance of free software. And as such, I am grateful to the Free Software Foundation for recognizing. 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 Free Software Foundation for.
Okay. Okay. As you said, nothing can go wrong. Go wrong. Go wrong. Now, the Russians have an expression in education, "Повторение мать учения," which means repetition is the mother of learning. So he's just reinforcing our commitment to free software and the FSF here. Thank you very much for that. I have another comment. He mentioned that this was about a 10-year effort for him. And that reminded me, since I'm getting on in years, I have actually a rule, and I call it the 10-year rule. I have seen numerous people in the world in various different fields achieve greatness. And usually it happened after about 10 years. It could be climbing Mount Everest, or it could be winning Olympic gold medals. It usually takes about 10 years to get your dream. So there's a young person over there. He enjoys playing games. I showed him Richard playing a game with my kids back in 2009. You keep playing those games, and then, you know, maybe 10 years from now, you'll be writing your own, and it will be free software, and it will be great. So just stick with it 10 years. All right. All right, for the next award, this is the award for the project for social benefit. It is a gold record. It goes to GNU Jammy, and accepting will be Cyril Béraud and Sébastien Blin. And this is live, so please come forward to receive your awards. Yes.
Thank you very much. My name is Cyril Béraud. I am the president of the company Savoir Faire Linux. We are based in Montreal. We are a free software service company. And I am with Sébastien, who is probably one of the guys who wrote the main part of the Jammy project. So if you have some technical question, don't hesitate. We will be here tomorrow, all the day. I would like to thank you so much. For us, it's very important. This project also, we, began it 10 years ago. The first release was in 2015. And it's a lot of work. It's a, Jamie is for us a long journey and hard. We learn a lot. We discover a lot of, and we face a lot of issues, a lot of challenge, technical challenge. But what we also learn is how much this kind of project is important for a lot of people who don't have access easily to internet, who don't have access to Microsoft Teams or Zoom account. And we have of all the people who work on this project, I accept this award. It's very encouraging for us, and we will continue. you will not be surprised, you know, to have.
Oh, thank you. To give the possibility to share privately some feelings, to share knowledge with communities, and the last year. We have, and you will not be surprised, a lot of users in Iran, because Jamie has the ability to work without, even if the internet is shut down, people can use it. Probably one third of our users are actually in Iran. The last 6 months, we have more and more users in Russia, in Ukraine, in China. Nobody will be surprised about that. Behind Jamie, there is a company, but it's very heavy to wear this kind of project. We need the help of all the community, and it is why this award will be useful for more contribution and for more help from you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I want to say merci, et j'espère moi-même savoir-faire.
Thank you very much.
So guess what comes next? You are free!